The reissue of The Lion King in 3D has NSTA reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff ruminating about his first experiences at an NSTA conference, as well as the film's depiction of animal physiology, animal behavior, and interspecies cooperation.
In conjunction with the re-release of The Lion King on DVD in October, Disney also released a 3D version of the film in theaters in late September. Given the huge success of the film in its initial release, and the continued popularity of the Broadway musical adaptation, the fact that the 3D Lion King won the box office both weekends of its theatrical run should come as no surprise. As a new generation of school kids is exposed to the film, science teachers can use it to start conversations on a variety of topics in biology and ecology. For those few of you not familiar with the story, The Lion King depicts the life of Simba, the young prince of the Pride Lands, son of Mufasa, voiced by James Earl Jones, and Sarabi. Simba's uncle Scar, voiced by Jeremy Irons, plots to kill both king and prince in a wildebeest stampede, but only Mufasa dies. Believing he is responsible for his father's death, Simba leaves the Pride Lands and is taken in by a warthog named Pumbaa and Timon, a meerkat. Simba grows into a young adult in the jungle with these two companions, while Scar rules the Pride Lands with the help of his hyena minions. Hyenas are voiced by Whoopi Goldberg, Cheech Marin, and Jim Cummings. Simba, now voiced by Matthew Broderick, returns to the Pride Lands to save his kingdom from his uncle's mismanagement. While predator-prey relationships are not always realistically represented in the film, a central message of responsible stewardship of natural resources is similar to ideas presented in WALL-E, a film I reviewed a couple of years ago. Now, this review has reminded me that the very first NSTA national meeting I ever attended, way back in 1994, included a panel discussion called From Bones to Stones to Balloons and Tunes, Integrating the Physical Sciences, Biological Sciences, and the Arts. This panel featured Dr. Stuart Samita, who had consulted on The Lion King to help animators get the animal physiology right. I don't think I'd ever considered a link between scientists and filmmaking before that session. Dr. Samita noted that early versions of Rafiki incorrectly depicted the baboon knuckle-walking like a gorilla. Baboons actually place their hands on the ground palm downward, rather than putting their knuckles down first. When this was called to the animators' attention, they revised their work to be more realistic. Dr. Samita has consulted on many other animated films since, including Madagascar, Tarzan, and Ratatouille. Among the issues Dr. Samita discussed in his 1994 talk was the differing physiology of meat-eating and grass-eating mammals. Ruminant animals like sheep, cattle, and water buffalo get nutrients through the digestion of cellulose. They are only able to do so by using large four-chambered stomachs and rechewing their food. The process is also aided by microbes living in the gut. The multiple stomachs and long intestines take up a lot of volume, so ruminants have round, wide bodies. It also takes a large volume of plant material to provide the calories a big herbivore needs to survive. Since carnivores are out there looking for a meal, ruminants need to be able to see a wide field of view and hear well. Grass doesn't run away, so depth perception isn't particularly important to finding their food. The combination of these factors means eyes positioned on the sides of the head are a very good adaptation for ruminant animal survival. A cow can see both left and right without turning its head, but there is almost no overlap of the scene the cow's two eyes take in. If the food you're trying to eat can run away, depth perception is very important to your success at getting a meal. To visually perceive distance or depth, the brain needs two slightly different images of the same object, one from each eye. Carnivores' eyes are generally on the front of the head, which gives them the ability to judge distances. Lions and hyenas are both good examples of this adaptation. Carnivores also have to be fast enough to catch their prey and consume relatively calorie and nutrient-rich food. Digesting meat is easier than digesting cellulose, so carnivores tend to have shorter digestive systems than herbivores. This means a carnivore's body is usually leaner than the body of an herbivore. The realities of obtaining and digesting food have physiological consequences that show up when an artist draws animals for a film like The Lion King. Check out the online and print versions of this column for a discussion of some places where Disney and science disagree about animal behavior and geography. Now that the latest edition of The Lion King is available on DVD, science teachers can use the film to spark discussions of animal physiology, animal behavior, and interspecies cooperation.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.